I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So shortly after top tech companies implemented return to office mandates, some of their top executives headed for the door. New research shows that RTO, return to work and office orders, led to an exodus of tech execs, often leaving to work for competitors as companies in every sector grappled with how to manage a new era of hybrid work. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Von Deka. He's a researcher at the University of Michigan who worked on this story. David, thanks very much for the time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So talk about, first of all, what kind of companies were we looking at where a lot of the top execs said, no thanks?
Right. So we looked at a sample of three companies. That's Microsoft, SpaceX, and Apple. For various reasons, those were sort of the companies we could get the cleanest design for and study this well.
And what did you find?
So we found that senior employees, meaning above the manager level, this could be senior managers, vice presidents, etc., left the company at higher rates after they implemented an RTO or return to office mandate.
And where did they end up going?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the sort of tricky thing in our studies, we have to account for what would have happened if the company hadn't implemented the mandate, right? This is sort of what you call a counterfactual, where we have to sort of construct an alternative world in which this wouldn't have happened and then compare it to that scenario. So that's what we did. So we can't necessarily say that every single person leaving was because of the mandate, but we can say sort of general things. So what we see is that employees left the startups at lower rates after this mandate. And then we look at a host of other factors trying to sort of see what's happening, where the employees leaving are going. And we don't really find many results that suggest employees have to take worse outside options. So they're not accepting demotions at their new jobs. They're not accepting role changes. So they're finding jobs in similar roles. And they're not going into unemployment after leaving the company. So overall, it seems like these executives or these senior employees that are leaving less to startups and have good outside options in terms of where they go.
So what?
Those are some of the main findings.
So when someone leaves like that, a top exec leaves, what does that do to a company? How does that leave the place that they just left?
Right. So there's a large literature on this. We don't specifically in our paper look at that, but we sort of reference the literature. So there's many ways in which senior employees affect the company. On average, there's a paper that finds that they're about two times more productive than the average employee. So that's one thing. But they also determine the productivity of other employees, right? Because they manage them. And they set sort of the pace, sort of the direction and the aims of the company. So all of these factors mean that like such a departure as we find of senior employees can really affect the productivity, the rate of innovation, the direction of a company. And then another issue that sort of comes up in the literature is if we're talking about people involved in research, they often take ideas or accumulated knowledge from one company to another. So there's a sort of competitive risk there where a rival company might now have access to some knowledge that this senior employee leaving took with them. So that's sort of what the literature finds and which suggests that what we find that these senior employees are leaving at higher rates can really be a big concern and might be a larger concern than previously thought.
Because
there is some literature showing that, you know, there's lower attrition when there's work from home. So our research sort of confirms that finding in the sense that if you return to the office, so you stop working from home, people start leaving the company, but not just some average employees are leaving, to senior employees that are leaving, which is really which is more concerning than sort of general unspecified attrition, right? It's much harder to replace senior employees. Hiring costs for those kind of employees are much higher. They've often accumulated what you call firm-specific human capital, in the sense that they know how the company works. They've been there for a long time. They know the ins and outs. And that's something that's really costly to replace for most companies.
Yeah, something that you have to think about if you decide that you're going to impose a return to office order. David, thanks very much for the time and for the research. David Van Dijk is a researcher at the University of Michigan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.